Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives. Today we're diving into something super important, something that I think we all struggle with at times. Prioritizing our own needs. Now raise your hand if you ever feel like you're running on empty, constantly putting everyone else first, and forgetting to fill your own cup. Don't worry, you're not alone. This is a common trap we fall into, especially in today's world where there's always someone needing something from us. But guess what? You deserve to feel good, to have time for yourself, and to make choices that nourish your soul. So buckle up, because today's episode is all about reclaiming your power and learning how to put yourself first without feeling guilty. First things first. Let's ditch the guilt trip. It's not selfish to prioritize your needs. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving, 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 eventually you'll run out of steam and won't be able to give anything at all. So taking care of yourself is actually essential for being a better friend, partner, colleague, and person overall. Remember, you can't show up fully for others if you haven't shown up fully for yourself. Next up, identify your needs. This might seem obvious, but it's surprisingly easy to overlook what truly makes you happy and fulfilled. Take some time to reflect on what brings you joy, what energizes you, and what helps you feel balanced. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a long walk in nature, spending quality time with loved ones, or simply having a quiet evening at home. Figure out what recharges your batteries and make a conscious effort to incorporate those things into your routine. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and ensuring that you don't overextend yourself. This means learning to say no sometimes, even when it's tough. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or politely push back against requests that drain your time and energy. Remember, saying yes to everything ultimately says no to taking care of yourself. Don't forget the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about making conscious choices that nurture your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Think about getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, engaging in regular exercise, practicing mindfulness, or pursuing hobbies that bring you joy. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Learning to prioritize your needs is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, and that's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your successes, no matter how small, and remember that you deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and empowered. Ever had one of those days where you're just juggling everything, work, family, errands, social commitments, and you barely have time to breathe? You know that feeling when you hit the wall, completely drained, and wishing you could just hit the pause button? Yeah, I've been there. But then I realized something. I was constantly putting everyone else's needs before my own. I was a walking, talking yes machine, never taking time for myself. That's when I decided to make a change. I started small. Instead of saying yes to every social invitation, I started choosing events that truly excited me. I swapped mindless scrolling on social media for reading a good book or going for a walk in nature. I even learned to say no to extra commitments at work, prioritizing my own well-being over taking on more than I could handle. It wasn't always easy, but the difference was incredible. I had more energy, felt less stressed, and actually enjoyed spending time with others because I wasn't feeling depleted myself. It's amazing what happens when you prioritize your needs. Not only do you feel better, but you also show up as a more present and engaged person in all areas of your life. So remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and empowered. Start small, set boundaries, practice self-care, and be kind to yourself along the way. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. And as always, keep thriving. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your favorite self-care tips or any challenges you're facing in prioritizing your needs on social media using #SheThrives. Let's support each other and continue this journey together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.